It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Taryn Daly from the Daily Mix Morning Show on the way. We'll sit and spin. We've got the 10 funniest country songs of all times on the way. But first, time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Here's a real birthday shout-out. Guys, I'm requesting a shout-out for myself and my daughter. I had her at 7:55 this morning. So can I get Coach Ted encouraging me to get out of bed as soon as possible so I can go home to my family? Maybe green beans for my daughter, Skylar, and a fish sandwich montage for both of us. Thanks, guys. That from Danny James.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
It's all right. I can tell you a lot of things. So just have some, I don't know what the word is. Just get out of bed.
Yeah.
Now, the simple thing is, though, you don't need coach to coach you up on how to get out of bed. Have you seen how hospitals and insurance works these days? They probably kicked you out already.
You're going to be up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe enjoy the time in that bed.
All the guys, could you please wish August a very happy 10th birthday? He's finally made it to double digits. So how about some life advice from Coach Ted, some green beans, and a geez Louise? That from Nana and Papa. And if the coach isn't available, which he is, how about some David Lee Roth? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Ah, geez Louise.
Ah, yes.
Said he's 10, right?
10 years old.
All right, so I'm guessing he's going into probably 4th or 5th grade. Two things. Number one, you're double digits. Number two, you're in middle school, or close to it. Now, double digits mean one thing, and Thrill knows exactly what that means. That means tonight, at dinner, you get that large milkshake. Whatever flavor you want, man, put the add-ins in there. Go nuts. And remind your parents, double digits, I'm 10.
Boo bitches, for years I've emailed in for everyone else's birthday, but today is mine. Not all week or all month, just today. I'm 55. How about your penis is too small? The angry bagel guy at a buffet of Vince Neil with Thrill Shotgun Gets. Thanks, guys, and love the show. That's from Doug.
Doug, God, or my father, or my boss.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
Shut your mouth.
I just said that.
Get. All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
beachy.
Yas a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom, and we have some updated locations on the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Hopefully, if you made a Metallica Friday or Sunday night, you got to have one of the nice, big, tall beers that we have there. I'm not sure.
They were down on the floor. I did not realize that until today.
Yeah, and the bright yellow can with the big ones. I've not seen that one yet, but apparently they were on sale at the show. Some additional locations, guys. Just want to give you and your new IPA a shout out. Never tried an IPA like that I've ever liked until now. Oh, nice. Man, Black Raven is good. Love the show and love your beer.
Yeah.
That from John. We also got a email today from our buddy The Trickler up in upstate New York.
Oh, I saw that, man.
He had one of his buddies came out here for something. They took back a couple Sixers, and they've already polished them off. So
yeah.
He's out of the beer. Patello's, I never show up to a party empty-handed. Found this in the Safeway on 75th and Roosevelt. The last one. Haven't drank in 11 years, but I still don't drink. The IPA got thumbs up at the Brightscape Boat Day. Good times and rock on. That from Raymond, the transplant from Klamath Falls. Mm. Guys, Men's Room IPA available at the Juneau Street Market on California and Juneau in West Seattle.
So not in California or Juneau, Alaska, but in West Seattle at Juneau in California.
Guys, bought the last two Sixers at Black Lake Grocery in Olympia. He said he's going to order more. That from Ryan, who shares a picture with the owner there, who had it out front. Nice looking little grocery store for sure. Guys, we drove to Vancouver, Washington from Kaiser, Oregon, and purchased 3 6-packs of the Men's Room IPA at Total Wine and More.
Nice.
There were 4 6-packs available. One for us, one for our MD, another for the friend that owns 2 bars for a 55th birthday, and left one just for someone else to buy. Missed you guys Saturday at Mike's Chili Parlor as we were celebrating our son's 25th birthday instead, hoping there will be another opportunity to drive up and see you guys this year.
Always.
Take care. That from Julie. And speaking of Mike's Chili Parlor, all the fellows had a great time chatting up with you guys at Mike's Chili. Got some boat meat, Uli sausage, some hearty chili, some chips, and San Juan salsa. And washed it all down with several of the coldest beers I've ever drank on tap, which all happen to be Men's Room IPAs. Delicious. Shout out to Mike's Chili Parlor for keeping the beer lines so incredibly cold. I brought a buddy along with me who asked, "So what are we doing at this event?" I said, "Dude, this is it. We're going to drink, we're going to chop it up, and we're going to repeat, just like we do." Pretty cool, huh? Had a great time in Ballard. Hats off to you, gentlemen. That from Adam and Oli. And a couple more locations on Men's Room IPA. Available now at the Country Corner Grocer. Also available at Odom Samples in Bremerton. Rock Ridge Orchards and Cidery at the Northwest Liquor and Wine 28 Market. The Purdy Liquor Market.
Hey, Purdy.
That's Purdy Liquor right there.
Mm-hmm.
Local Boys Tap Room, Safeway on Capitol Hill. Food Market at Key Center. The I-5 Fuel Stop. QFC on Holman, Safeway Puyallup, Safeway Belfair, Albertson's Gig Harbor, Runlands Grocer, the Huntington Corner Grocer, also available at Chevron in Enumclaw, the Stanwood Food Market, the Total Wine in Puyallup, QFC in Stanwood, the Safeway in Bonnie Lake, Edmunds Bowl Hardware. That's where you can get a beer, sandwich.
That is such a great
2x4s, hammers, whatever you need there. Safeway's Tillicum, Safeway West Olympia, Lakewood, Milton, and Shelton. Tacoma Boys in Tacoma. The Total Wine locations in Federal Way and Silverdale and the Thrift Way, Southwest Morgan Street. All some of the locations, complete list, is available at KISW.com. All right, speaking of, coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Live in studio, the lovely Taryn Daly.
Good to be back, guys. I had vacation last week.
I know. How was your,
you.
How was your vacay?
It was wonderful. We went out to Westport for a couple of nights, took the kid and the dog, did some beach combing, some pool time, ate fresh local seafood every day. It
now,
was
what do you
awesome.
What do you comb for at the beach?
Well, if... For one, looking for like a whole sand dollar is kind of fun because you find a lot of pieces of them. But if you can find a whole one, that's very exciting. It's like a four-leaf clover kind
of. If you find a piece of sand dollar, does that change?
I think so.
That's what I call it.
Does the kid like going to the ocean?
This was his first ocean trip. He spends a lot of time up at, you know, Port Susan Bay here, a lot of beach time. But this was his first time at the ocean, and he loved it.
He did like it.
He loved it.
Sandcastles?
Oh, a lot of sandcastles.
All right.
And he would destroy them almost immediately after we finished them. I was like, thanks, kid. Really enjoyed that.
Did you build a fire on the beach?
So there was a burn ban, so there were no beach fires.
Oh, no.
But the place that we were renting had a fireplace in it, and you could just look right out at the water.
All right. It was quite lovely.
Went to bed before midnight two nights in a row. That doesn't usually happen.
My kids love the s'more kits.
Oh, yeah.
Where you get like three or four pieces of lumber. You get a couple of probes and marshmallows.
Oh, Terrence, a s'more pro.
We actually made some s'mores this weekend. We did ones that had dark chocolate, like sea salted dark chocolate. We did some with Reese's peanut butter cups and some with Kit Kats.
Peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that is freaking good.
It was so good.
I never even thought of that.
Nope.
Always buy Reese's, the generic Hershey stuff.
No, but Reese's makes a square bar.
Oh.
So you can do it now.
It's pretty awesome. And what I would recommend, too, is if you get like the Halloween bag of candy, whatever you don't use on actual Halloween, figure out a way to throw that bad boy on a s'more. Because you can do it with pretty much any chocolate. And the Kit Kat one I had this weekend was very nice.
Well, we are glad to have you back. I would guess where you are, if you turn on the radio in that area, probably a lot of country music on the dial.
99.9 does not come in great, our 99.9, but there's a different 99.9 signal that you get there, and it is nothing like what we are doing.
I love listening to small town radio.
It's awesome.
I do. I really enjoy it. Like, a lot of people will say, like, where you're overly critical if you've ever gone out with someone who's been in the service industry, waiter, waitress, whatever. You know, like, if the water doesn't come out right away, it's like, they're really taking too long on the water. there's always you face the they're not doing it right lifestyle.
Yeah.
But for me, not that we're doing it right, but when I go to a small town and listen to the radio, I'm like, this is awesome.
It is.
They just had a commercial for like somebody's giving away a cat.
Right.
Come get this kitty. Seriously.
Come get this kitty.
Here's my phone number.
I don't think it's a cat, Miles.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's one for sale. Meow.
$50.
Advertise the clubs in here and get a steak while you're there. Sure. So today, speaking of country music, we have, and let's face it, as far as the world of comedy is concerned, it seems like country music doesn't take itself as seriously as a lot of other genres.
Lyrically. Sure.
You know, we've had some songs that are a little bit goofy. Cherry Pie from Warrants back in
the day. But they weren't trying to be goofy. That's it. Like, we look back and say, well, that was stupid, right? A lot of 80s hair metal. But at the time, like, that was the message. There's no humor. Mm-hmm.
That's
what do you mean? Am I being a clown to you? They under Joe Pesci. Wait, what am I, a clown to you?
Unskinny Bob was serious?
It's about the sex, see? The Unskinny Bob. Yeah, they took themselves. They didn't know they were stupid.
Okay.
Country, at least, when they go out to do something stupid, they very clearly are stating, hey, this is supposed to be funny.
And they spell hey, H-A-Y.
Right, H-A-Y.
Well, Ray Stevens had the streak back in the day. That was obviously meant to be comical. My Ding-a-Ling from...
Oh, I love My Ding-a-Ling. It's a classic.
There's some good ones out there, but country seems to have more of these songs.
Yes.
So today we have the 10 funniest country songs of all times.
Of all times.
Of all times. And please don't do that to me.
Number 10.
Some gal would giggle and I'd get red and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
By Johnny Cash, Men in Black. I'm recorded at San Quentin State Prison.
Huh.
But not written by him, written by Shel Silverstein. Correct.
The author.
Where the Sidewalk Ends.
He's the guy that wrote Where the Sidewalk Ends. So he wrote children's books. The other thing he did was draw for Playboy.
Are you kidding?
Seriously, Shel Silverstein. So he wrote kids' books, right? And we have like four of them at home. The kids have no idea. And I'm like, I really like this guy. Kids are like, why? I'm like, because when I was introduced to him, I was looking at boobs. And he wrote for Playboy for decades.
I have one of his
drawings on my neck, actually, as a tattoo.
Yeah, I only knew him for the children's books.
When we were making fun of you about the unicorns. Remember, we brought up Noah's Ark, and you're like, the unicorns were...
Oh, it's a song.
Right. And I'm like, what are you talking about? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's in one of his books. Because I remember reading it, and I'm like, Ted wasn't kidding. Here it is.
I wonder where you get the talent for drawing boobs. Like, if someone says, you know what you do really well, man? You draw boobs really well.
I think you just stick with it, Miles, like anything. I just keep doing it over and over.
Number 9. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said he played a sad song and made him cry.
I mean, there are a couple songs that I would likely shoot a jukebox for play.
Oh, there have been moments.
Maybe Sweet Caroline, that might be one for me.
Oh.
Mark Chestnut, by the way, sings Bubba Shot the Jukebox.
I like that.
Bubba,
I don't want to hear a sad song.
Boom.
He's a tough guy. He didn't want to cry. He didn't want to cry.
Can't cry.
I ain't being sad tonight.
No way.
These are the 10 funniest country songs of all time. So I'm sitting still.
Eight, number eight.
Hey, Wanda's pace, and they worked out a plan, and it didn't take them long to decide that Earl had to die.
Formerly the Dixie Chicks, now the Chicks.
But is it funny? Aren't they killing him as he was beating his wife?
It's kind of, there's some humor in some of the, you know, lyrics. This is one of my favorite songs to karaoke. I have sang this at karaoke
so many times.
My bad. Yeah. She's going to kill Earl. If you can't find the humor in it, that's on you.
And Sipowicz, whatever that actor's name was. For NYPD Dennis France.
Yeah.
I think he was Earl, the video.
He was.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
These are the 10 funniest country songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
Seven, number seven.
And I want a honey bun from a scratch on ticket ball to 12 packs and a tank.
Didn't you two go to the show together? And I think you took my husband with you, and I think he played this while it was raining. It's called When It Rains, It Pours by Luke Combs.
It is one of my favorite songs, and your husband, Brad, I love that he learned it.
He did. Probably just for you.
I know. I'm always like, Brad, can you play it?
Does the crowd go wild when he's playing this song in the rain?
Yes.
I mean, it's got to make sense, right?
Unreal. And I mean, visually, it just looks awesome.
They should have done a video, right?
But I mean, it's great, right? He doesn't have to see his future
mother-in-law
anymore. He's won a vacation. He won something off the radio. It's a great day.
It's gonna be a huge fan of the song, all right? But it showed up on Mindrum Radio, and as I started learning the lyrics, I kind of chuckled every time it comes on.
Like, the only thing that's not realistic is two tanks of gas. With $100.
I don't know if it was your boy Iron Mike or his wife Stephanie that took photos of this concert, but they were some epic shots of when that rain was just coming down, just flowing off this man when this song was going on.
He's a big boy.
He's a big man.
That rain was flying off that man.
These are the 10 funniest country songs of all time.
Number six.
Started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird, and then he was gone. Some beach.
Isn't that cute? Some beach.
Some beach. Yeah.
By Blake Shelton, who I think, you know, to your point, Miles, like a lot of the country songs are just kind of kitschy and funny, and Blake Shelton does a lot of kitschy and funny. Mm-hmm.
That is who he is, I believe, as a human being.
Yes. And he's dating my girl, or married to my girl, Gwen Stefani.
She's a lot of our girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's been my girl for a long time.
Yeah.
Right on. Man, get in line.
10 funniest country songs of all time.
Five, number five.
Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
It does. Can confirm.
Tequila makes her clothes fall off. Yeah.
Tequila makes me a different version of myself that we call Tarantula. And she is crazy. She could flip a table. Her clothes will probably fall off, though, but she could flip a table. It's like I get superhuman strength when I have tequila.
I would say that my two children are a direct result of tequila. A direct result of tequila.
By this Joe Nichols,
this
by
Blanco,
the way.
This is Blanco, and this is Enya.
Man, they got real close to me. Like, this is my son, Jose.
I really like Espolon.
Yeah,
ooh, Espolon. That's my
nice there. One.
All right. These are the 10 funniest country songs of all time.
Number four.
Fish by Maddie and Tay, and they are very cute. I would do whatever they said.
If they told me to shut
up and fish, I would do it.
Just sitting on the river, just trying to shut up and fish, woman. Stop talking. I don't care about your coworkers. I don't care what she does. It's her business. Shut up and fish. 10 funniest country songs of all time.
Number three.
Today she met me at the door. Said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her.
I love this song. Scott Paisley. That's very cute.
10 funniest country songs of all time.
Number two.
You're the reason I've changed to beer from soda pop.
I like that they sing that line together, though. You're the reason our kids are ugly. Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty. Conway Twitty, though, his hair is awesome.
Perfect. Perfect.
I mean, if the kids have good hair, that definitely came from the Conway Twitty song.
Did he ever do serious songs?
I don't think I don't know.
For real? Yeah, he's a grand old operate like legend.
Just like anything I know about him is something along these lines.
Same. Right?
Yeah, okay.
These are the 10 funniest country songs of all time.
Number one.
Well, it's perfectly clean between the TV and me. I won't get so much as a kiss. As I hit for the door, I turn around to be sure. Did I
I can relate to this so much. Being absolutely disappointed, like I wasted all that time in the shower for nothing.
Did I shave my legs for this?
Tina Carter.
Damn it.
Wow. Well, I mean, it was a good game.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up next, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines coming up at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study looked into the mental health risks of taking drugs like Ozempic, and they found none of significance.
Okay, well, at least now you know.
Exactly. That was kind of the point. You know, sometimes taking those drugs and throwing off your chemicals, it can really work with your mental health. And you're like, no, there's really nothing significant here.
Well, this is one of the few times they've done a study that I feel like it's worth the money.
Sure. Yeah,
to investigate something we don't know the answer to. So it turns out farts smell. Like, yeah, no kidding.
Exactly.
I would assume your mental health is much better. You feel better about yourself.
Sure.
Go down the aging process as far as all your cells go.
Yeah. There's plans in Michigan to open up a music venue that includes a cannabis lounge.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh,
we usually call that the floor.
Right, that's the pit.
I mean, I hear what the guy's saying. I think that's fantastic. I've never been outside of Peppa Pig and Disney on Ice Live. I've never been to a live performance where I did not smell weed.
Right. But you can go up and buy a joint.
All right.
Like, you know, you put it in a dispensary, you can sit in there and smoke if you don't have any
on
you.
But it's cheaper when the guy next to you just passes it to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about it. I mean, that's the thing. They can pass them. You can buy 20 joints and pass them out to everybody around you, and everybody smokes. So, like, they're thinking about the festivals they want to do there, the bands they can bring in, all the kind of lean that way anyway. You know, Cypress Hill tonight. Really? You know, whatever.
I don't know that I've ever smelled any Climate Pledge. I smelled some at the Sphere. I mean, it was a Dead Company show.
I have not been to Climate Pledge enough. I've seen 2 or 3 concerts there now, I think. So you're right. I have not. I've smelled it in the bathroom of Climate Pledge, not out in the.
Movies. I've smelled it right out in the stands of Climate Pledge.
Have you?
Oh yeah.
Which show?
It was the Greta Van Fleet show. The guys in front of us toasted up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's happened. I just like. Right, like who did we see? Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Not there. Like, you figure, I saw Swedish House Mafia, so I was like, maybe there, but I wasn't on the floor. But yeah, I just, I at that arena, I just haven't noticed it yet. But you're, I mean, Thrill's right. It's a live show. It almost happens every time.
Well, my kid saw Ice Cube, I don't know, 2-3 months ago whenever he was in town. And we didn't have the conversation. My wife's like, oh, he smelled weed. I'm like, it's Ice Cube. Like, come on, man. Yeah. Of course he did.
Well, and to Miles's point, it does kind of take your shoulders down. It's the difference between, you know, you can drink at a football game, but if you're at, you know, maybe a kid's recital of something, you've got a flask of it, but you got to be a little bit careful about when you drink it. Okay, not here.
Well, I kind of let you in on the secret. You don't have to be super careful with the flask at the kid's performance. I'm basing this off of hearsay.
Of course.
But typically, if one person were to break out a flask during the kid's lovely performance or whatever,
sure,
you'll find that other parents kind of give you that look pass her on down. And even the teachers, they don't look disgusted. I'm just saying, you're not encouraged to do it, but all of the adults seem to be like, we understand.
I feel like it is just understood.
It is. My wife, she didn't quite get mad at me because I told her I was going to do it. She said, don't do it. I said, we both know I'm going to do it. But the intermission of whatever kid's performance we saw, there's a bar around the corner. It was like a 10-minute intermission, man. Yeah. It takes 90 seconds to get there.
Right.
So I said, I'll be back. She's like, are you going to get a shot? I said, we both know I am.
No,
like, we
both I'm going to get two.
Man, I dashed over there, crushed from a girl that works there. Right?
I was going to say, 90 seconds is a stretch. I mean, it is real close.
It's right there. And I got two doubles of Jack, just pounded them down, man, threw some cash, ran back in. Show hadn't even started yet. I'm just like, yep, that is the power move.
A new study has concluded that Orlando is the best place to retire to.
All the villages.
I'd say a lot of places in Florida did pretty well on that, but it makes sense. You're around people your age. There is no snow.
Right.
People have been going there for years.
I think better tax laws or something, too.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
I mean, look, Florida has a lot of weird stuff, but they're always happy. It's like, come on down.
Come on in. Give us your money.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, that's kind of Florida's thing.
Yeah. A new survey found that 71% of Americans are guilty of procrastinating.
Well, yeah.
And
I didn't participate in the study.
I'm about to say 29% are lying. Everybody doggone procrastinates. But the question is that what are you doing instead of what you're supposed to be doing? And that's where the meat's at.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Procrastination. 10 things Americans would rather do than their to-do list. How I did it yesterday. I managed to do laundry, fold laundry, take Henry out for many walks, took out garbage and recycling, cleaned the bathroom, but decided I couldn't be bothered with steaming the floors. So, we sat on the balcony while one of us drank whiskey and the other watched pretty women walk up and down the street. Just kidding. We both did all of that.
His dog drinks whiskey?
He does now, yeah.
Ah, it's impressive.
It's a classy, classy dog.
Yeah. Well, he's got, I mean, a name like Henry. I wouldn't be shocked if that dog drinks scotch.
That's what BD has to offer, you know? Yeah.
Neat. You can put an ice cube in there, man.
Neat, exactly.
Drinks it right.
Yeah. He likes it peaty.
Yeah.
So this is what Americans would rather do than basically the things on their to-do list. When you guys find yourself procrastinating, you're putting things off, what do you tend to be doing in place of what you're supposed to be doing?
Whatever I want.
Yeah.
Damn right.
So either I'm drawing or playing the bass. But it's too fun. So I'm like, yeah, I'll get to the stuff.
I would say it's probably a screen. Either watching something on the tube or just scrolling through my phone and be like, God damn it, I just lost half an hour.
Bottom of the list is going for a drive. 20% of people said that they'll go for a drive instead of doing what they have on their list.
Damn.
I don't mind a drive, but it's never my motivation. Like, hey, let me just jump in the car and go for a drive.
Well, because it takes you 30 minutes to get to a relaxing area to drive.
Yeah.
Because you got to sit in traffic. So to me, that's not relaxing.
Right.
It's like that's running errands.
I guess if I don't even know if I'd count that. If you're just going out for a drive, that to me is like me going out for a walk. Like you're just trying to kind of clear your head.
Yeah. Right. Go shopping is actually next on the list, Miles. 28%
of people
go shopping.
Yeah.
Which, it's weird as the older I get, going grocery shopping, you know, other than the bill at the end of it, is it's just a nice reset. Walking through the aisles, getting what I need. No?
You know what I do, Mike? I go to the grocery store, I come back, I get all the food in there.
Yeah.
I normally go in the morning and I come home in the afternoon. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and eat.
I'm going to order a pizza.
Now that I have all this food, I'm going to probably.
Look, I'm guilty. I did it yesterday.
What's the grocery store? I'm not cooking.
Yeah.
What's all this food?
I did the same thing. Got all this stuff. It's like, I'm going to make this fancy dinner. And then I kept watching football. I was like, Dad, let's go order a pizza.
Yep.
30% of people said that they'll just go for a walk.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Need to get my head right before I get around these chores, you know?
No, and I'm going to go out there and think about the chores I don't feel like doing.
That's right. What Americans would rather do other than their to-do list? 31%, nothing at all.
Yeah, nothing.
That, to me, is like the... Yeah, like if you're like sometimes you don't realize you're trying to do it, so it's like, yeah, what did you accomplish? Like, well, nothing. I just kind of was sitting there,
right? I just disassociated there for a little while. Just kind of went into the nothing.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know. It's a weird list, like because there's not like good ways to procrastinate,
right?
There's not. You know, I mean, I've sat in the dining room, stared at the kitchen, go, God, the kitchen's a mess.
Some go and take a nap.
Okay.
I've done that. When you look, especially when your list is so long, the number of things that you've got to do, like, I don't have enough energy for this yet. I'm just going to go take a nap. And then I wake up and I panic a little bit, but it doesn't take that much time to do what I want to do. And that was another stat that was on this list, is that usually when they actually do knuckle down and do what it is that they have to do, there it is, 1 in 5 actually found the tasks that they've been putting off always take a shorter amount of time than they expected it to.
Most things are not as bad as you pretend they're going to be.
Right.
And I'm very committed to, on the weekends, my thing is, like, I go through my visual reminder the night before. When I get up, I just start.
Right.
That's always my thing. And I'm like, look, I feel better getting out of bed and just doing the scrap. Now I can be grumpy. I can drink coffee, smoke a few cigarettes, but it is done. I hate stuff hanging over my head.
I feel it. So you ever do the thing where, like, I've done it on the weekends where it's like I wake up early. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't really feel like getting up yet. And then same thing. I'll sit there and watch a soccer game or something. It's like, well, I should have just gotten up and did what I had to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Exactly. 33% of people would rather grab a bite to eat.
Well, yeah, always.
Might as well just go grab lunch real fast.
Sure.
If you put up, hey, let's grab lunch versus any chore, I'd rather go eat lunch.
I feel like that's one of those things, too, where, like, that's, like, good level of procrastination. Like, well, we got a lot of stuff to do, but we can't do it on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Let's go get lunch.
55% of people admit that they're more likely to put things off if they're hungry.
And then also, like, well, we should get a couple of drinks. It just takes the edge off.
Right.
And it becomes this whole thing.
It'll be more fun when we're drunk.
But also, when you're doing stuff, people get hangry.
They do.
That is very true.
Then you have to rush to find food close instead of going probably where you'd have liked to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You just make that the first priority. Go there first.
Yeah.
Eat first.
39% of people, instead of doing their chores, will just lay in their beds.
Well, sure.
That's also kind of on the same tip of doing nothing. You're just kind of
I'm laying in my bed. See, I'm doing nothing if I sit on the sofa and I'm not doing anything. Laying in bed, like, no. I'm laying in bed.
I'm resting.
That is my something.
Yeah. 43% of people scroll through their social media. They'll scroll on their phone. And I have found that the problem with most of my social media is it has all become overly advertised. There's all kinds of ads.
God, yeah.
There's pages that I did not subscribe to that are recommended that I don't care about, that I just end up scrolling by. It's never my friends' updates anymore. My Twitter's been inundated with a bunch of garbage. My Instagram is the same situation. I have found that I will burn more time than anything else on TikTok. It's just these short little 30 to 60 second videos of people doing stupid things. Yeah, and there's some ads in there as well. There's some repeat stuff in there as well.
Oh, I hear that between my wife and my son, man. And you're right. It's like 30 seconds. And I just hear the music in the background. Stops abruptly. Then a different song. And they're just staring down at their phones. And maybe one out of every 20 videos that they think I need to see.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what's up with the other 19? They're like, that kind of sucked. I'm like, well, you're just sitting there watching and not enjoying it.
Because it's also that amount of... It's kind of like watching a football game.
All right.
Okay. You got to watch this play. It's a really great play. What about the other 19 plays of this drive? Well, they...
Yeah.
You know, they were fine. They got 2 yards out of it.
I get stuck watching people that cook on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, wow. Let's see what he's cooking next.
Your boy, cooker of deliciousness.
Yeah, like I watch his, or like we like the Cajun guys.
Yep.
I'm like, ooh,
hey, dude.
Gator. I'm gonna have to see how he cooks this.
And then it's in like, case I buy myself some gator.
Right, like when am I ever gonna have a gator on a smoker? I'm not.
For Christmas, I'm getting you a smoker and a gator. Let's do it.
Get it done, Ted.
It's like, oh, that's how you prepare it.
Of course.
Like, taking notes.
That's what I would do.
Right? I would score it first. Yeah, that makes sense.
Is he going to wrap it up in the blanket and put it in the ice chest? Good.
Rabbi, look, you even asked me about barbecue stuff. Most of my barbecue knowledge just comes from watching barbecue people do stuff.
Absolutely. So some of the strange things, when asked the smallest or strangest things that they procrastinated, Americans outline scenarios such as washing their hair, using the restroom, trimming their toenails. Again, they're doing all this instead of their to-do list.
I thought you said procrastinating on going to the bathroom.
Right. Making phone calls.
The only time I really procrastinate on going to the bathroom sometimes is during sports.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I'll just wait. And then you forget, like, that halftime was really, or that commercial break was quick. And then it's like, all right, I'm going to wait till halftime and just unleash hell.
I'll do it in the morning, just before I wake up. Like, I can hold this pee for five more.
I got this. Miles, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, I mean,
that's true, man.
For whatever reason, I'm just like, all right, just be like, you're going to feel so much better.
Like King Kong fingering it at 3 a.m, and you're like, yeah, I'm going back. I'm not going to poop myself.
Some other honorable mentions is they say that some people will work out, which that to me is something on
that
my to-do
seems
list.
Productive. Yeah. Right.
And then catch up on work is also on there, which again,
I mean,
that's on my to-do list. I get in here early because it's like, oh, crap, I got some extra work in here that I have to get done.
Yeah.
I can't procrastinate because I have to do more.
They put a timeline on that.
Right.
Yes, Odyssey, I know I'm supposed to do that whatever training. I've been ignoring you for months.
Right.
But the deadline you put on it, well, it used to be super far away. I have not checked to see when I have to get it done, but they'll send me the angry, all caps and red reminder when I get that.
Yeah.
To me, it's like hitting snooze. Like, yeah, I know I'm supposed to get up right now.
Exactly.
But you guys always send a follow-up email like, look, God damn it.
I also know everything that's going to be in there. I tested it one time.
Oh, did you?
I did. I know everything that's going to be in there because it's obvious. I'm not an idiot. And then the number one thing. I'll tell you at the break. And the number one thing that Americans would rather do than their to-do list. You guys guessed it. It's watching TV and movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sports. I'm doing things that I want to do. I don't want to do my to-do list. It's my weekend. And yeah, I know it's my only time to get my to-do list done. I don't want to do it.
But it's tough. It's like, I can vacuum or finish this episode of The Boys. I mean, do we have to do the math on this?
It's also weird, too, with sports, because, like, I definitely procrastinate watching them. But also, like, we talk about, like, I hate folding laundry.
Yep.
Right? It's easy to do laundry. But if it's Thursday night and there's an NFL game on, then I'll just pull it all out in the living room.
Yeah.
And
be like,
well, now this is simple.
Dude, absolutely. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Everyone laundry gets easy during the football game.
Just because my wife, she sent me a text earlier. She was doing laundry all weekend, but she didn't feel like folding it.
Sure.
Well, the kids went back to school today. I'm at work. So she already texted me like, I binged all the shows that I like that
atta
I know
girl.
You make fun of. And folded it all. But she's like, look, if the TV didn't work or something, the laundry would never be folded.
Nope.
And I completely get it.
Yeah.
You need a distraction.
Folks vacationing in the South Pacific found an intruder in their bathroom aisles.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.